Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello there. You're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership heard from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm the president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Co-hosting today with me is Sal Villalobos. Hello,
Sal.
She got
my name right. Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Got his name right. And today we have a very special guest. We have Barbara Landers here. She is the chairwoman. 2019 chairwoman of the Arlington Board of Realtors. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you, Leticia.
Okay. So tell us a little, and today we're talking, listeners, we're talking today everything real estate. Let me remind you that the 2019 homeownership fair is happening next month, August 10th. In Arlington. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. to about 2, and registration starts next week. You can see more of it on our website and other websites. We'll get into that in a moment. But the reason we have Barbara here is because the Arlington Board of Realtors is a presenting sponsor of that event. So we're really excited to have you, Barbara. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Barbara.
Okay. Thank you, Leticia. As you said, my name is Barbara Landers. I am the 2019 chairman of the board of the Arlington Board of Realtors. I've been selling real estate for about 21 plus years. My experience, it ranges from working with buyers and sellers, even to office management. I really enjoy first-time home buyers and the excitement that they bring when they buy their first home. I'm currently an agent with Coldwell Banker Real Estate Brokerage in Arlington, and serving as chairman of the board of the Arlington Board of Realtors. Our board serves the cities of Arlington, Mansfield, Grand Prairie. We also represent Ellis and Hill counties as well.
Wow, that's a huge responsibility, but I know you can handle it. I've known Barbara for many years and know that she's great at what she does, and she's going to be sharing a lot of information with you listeners today. So if you want to become part of the conversation, please call us. The number is 214-431-5062. And if you have any question about the homeownership fair or about real estate in general, we're going to be talking a lot about it. But if you have questions, don't hesitate to call. Again, the number is 214-431-5062. So, Barbara, is the number of first-time home buyers lower than usual? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, there are several factors that are making it difficult for first-time home buyers to purchase a home in today's market. For some, it's a lack of knowledge where to start, and for others, it's frustrating about not getting the homes that they put offers in on. Then there are things like tight credit limits, inventory is low, higher home prices, and higher mortgage interest rates are hindering first-time home buyers. Traditionally, the first-time buyers are instrumental in the housing market because they help existing homeowners sell and make a trade up to a larger home. Therefore, it's important to make sure first-time home buyers who are willing and able to purchase a home have the opportunity to do so.
Okay, so Sal, you being a lender.
Yes.
So it's important for first-time home buyers to qualify.
That's correct. Otherwise, you can't buy a home.
Exactly. And so can you tell me, in your opinion, what's the situation right now with the tight market?
Well, tight market, there are home affordable programs for first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. There's down payment assistance programs for first-time home buyers. There are different types of lenders out there, direct lenders, banks, credit unions, brokers. They all offer different types of programs, similar programs. They may have different guidelines. They may have different requirements. Mm-hmm. And they may visit one and are told that they don't qualify based on their requirements. Mm-hmm. So then they put the dream of owning a home on the back burner, trying to work towards getting there. But unfortunately, they may not know that they do qualify based on another lender's requirements, even though it's the same program, right?
Okay, so that being said,
yes.
I'm a first-time home buyer, and I've heard, oh no, I can't go shopping because it'll put a ding on my credit.
Well, you can go grocery shopping, but you definitely don't want to go and buy a car or
for a mortgage, I mean.
For a mortgage. Oh, no, you can mortgage. Definitely, if they you have 30 days within the time that they first pull your credit report mm-hmm. to go shop around. Why? If you're allowed to shop for cars, you're allowed to shop for different furniture, and you don't get a ding on your credit for that, why should you get the same ding when you want to buy a home, which is a much larger investment? Mm-hmm. So this gives you the ability to go to more than one lender to see if you do qualify with one lender opposed to another. I had a certain situation where a gentleman was given only $100,000 as a maximum limit. Mm-hmm. The gentleman's realtor had the foresight to say, well, talk to somebody else that may be able to assist you, maybe even the same program, mm-hmm. which happened, and that person was qualified for $145,000. So our different requirements under the same program for different institutions. So if you're told you only qualify for so much or you don't qualify, go out and get a second opinion, a third opinion, a fourth opinion. You may mm-hmm. be surprised.
Okay, great. So listeners, you heard that. That's a myth when someone tells you, and especially if it's a lender, tells you, no, you can't go check with somebody else because it'll hurt your credit.
Right.
And so just know that it's okay to get a second opinion or a third opinion when you're trying to get a mortgage, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, right?
Right. You don't want to pull it on day 31 because then it will affect your credit.
Okay. Barbara?
That's why I want to chime in and say you do need to get with the realtor. They can advise you on those things, so, and they can direct you to lenders that will help you. And mm-hmm. if that one doesn't, we have others. So
right.
get a realtor that you trust, and she will help you.
Okay.
Or he.
Right. So, Barbara, he or she, right? Okay, so, Barbara, what do you think is keeping qualified first-time buyers from becoming homeowners?
Well, there are a few factors involved in this issue. As I mentioned, the housing inventory has trended down, and now it's tight in our area. There are a lot of competitions for homes in the lower price range. Home prices have been increasing over the past few years, and mortgage interest rates have slightly increased in this last year. Along with today's tight credit restrictions, it makes it difficult on first-time home buyers. But I do encourage them not to get frustrated.
Exactly.
I want to chime in on there.
Yeah, sure.
Rates have actually come down quite a bit now.
Yes.
We're on a 36-year low, a 36-month low mm-hmm. of interest rates. So what you could have possibly not qualified for the home that you wanted at a rate of 4.7, you may not qualify at a rate of 3.7, 3.5, or 4%, whatever program that is. So
I think your point is well taken as far as don't get frustrated.
Exactly.
Because buying a home, especially listeners, if it's your first home, it can be frustrating. And especially from guys like Sal here, well, they'll ask you for statements or something, and then they'll ask you again for the same thing. And
but
why,
I don't
Sal?
Do that.
No, but it's sometimes legitimate.
Right.
So why is that?
Well, we want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence. You always want to be prepared when you meet with your loan officer for the first time. You want to have all your income documents together, your tax returns, your W-2s for the last 2 years, your pay stubs, every page of your tax returns, not just the ones you want to show them. You want to show them 2 months' worth of bank statements, every single page, even if it says intentionally left blank. We need to see all that so that we can properly pre-qualify you with the intention of pre-approving you, with the intention of not having to ask you repeatedly for the same documents. Now, there are time constraints with mm-hmm. these documents that yeah. will allow us only to have them in for 2 to 3 months. So we have a pay stub or bank statements for 2 months, and you just put a contract in. We're going to ask you for new pay stubs mm-hmm. and new bank statements.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what I mean by legitimate. Sometimes yeah. it is okay, and that's why you can't get frustrated.
Right.
All right. So We're going to take a break here in a minute, but if you want to get in on the conversation, we encourage you to ask questions. Please call us at 214-431-5062, and we'll be sure and answer your questions. So we're going to take a break now, and we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
A new one for you. I like the way that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open. Ooh, that's my favorite song. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. And our expert today with us is Barbara Landers, chairman of the Arlington Board of Realtors. And Barbara is here today because she's bringing us great information about real estate in general, but because the Arlington Board of Realtors is a presenting sponsor at the Arlington, City of Arlington 2019 Home Ownership Fair that's happening next month, August 10th in Arlington. And we want to keep reminding you about that fair because you listeners, if you're a first-time home buyer, and even if you already own your home, there's going to be plenty of information at that fair for you to take home with you. They're going to have so many things. They're going to have sessions on maintaining your property or how to purchase a property. They're going to have activities for the kiddos. You want to be sure, don't hesitate to bring your children. There's going to be plenty of activities for them. Door prizes. They're going to have door prizes galore. Gift cards, TVs, I hear, and all kinds of great door prizes. So you don't want to miss that. And they're going to have exhibitor booths, anything from code enforcement for the city of Arlington to down payment assistance programs. All of that information is going to be at that home ownership fair. Right, Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so the Arlington
Board to it.
Yes. And the Arlington Board of Realtors is a presenting sponsor along with the Texas Realtors Housing Opportunities Foundation has also is also a presenting sponsor for that. So if you have any questions about today's show or want to join our conversation, give us a call, 214-431-5062, and ask us any question, and we'll be glad to address it. So let's get back to our conversation. Barbara, what recommendations do you have for first-time homebuyers regarding their preparation to purchase?
Okay, I have a few suggestions for first-time homebuyers. The first is review your finances. Before beginning to go out and search for a home, you need to make sure you get with a reputable lender and get with them and have them to evaluate your income, your credit report, what's in your savings account. Because we as realtors, we don't care about all that. That is who you need to do, have all that personal information with your lender. And once you do that, you collect all your documents and cash available. And then we'll figure out what you need to do from there. A realtor can guide you through all this confusion. The realtor will also want to remind first-time homebuyers not to forget the other costs such as taxes, insurance, utilities, when calculating your budget. And that is what your lender will help you do. He will help you get to that point so you know what you can afford, and you will not be what we call, home. All you can do is just afford the home, but you can't not do anything else. So a great lender is great. And Sal, you wanted to add to that?
Yes. I mean, it's one of the main questions that should be asked is, what can you afford a month comfortably is a mortgage payment? Is that what you can qualify for? You can qualify for a $300,000 home, but we don't know if you have kids in traveling soccer or traveling hockey. We don't know if you're on a baseball team that also travels. These are real hard costs. You have kids that go to school. Do they brown bag it to school, or do they spend $5 per child per day per week? Mm-hmm. It gets costly. These are things that you need to take into consideration when you're buying a home, not just what's on paper, because there's true legitimate expenses that we as lenders don't get to see. And this is a question that we should ask our clients. Mm-hmm. Just because we say, oh, you got very limited debt, and you can qualify for a $300,000 home when your payment may, what you feel comfortable a month or your budget, may be a $250,000 home. Mm-hmm. And then we're putting him in the right direction for sustainable home ownership.
Yeah, and that's the key word, sustainable, right?
Sustainable.
For sure. Okay.
And once you do that, mm-hmm. now you determine your wish list. Once pre-approved for a loan, buyers should consider what they need and then what they want, whether it's a certain number of bedrooms, large kitchen, close to schools or public transportation. It's good to have an idea of what you're looking for in a home and or your community. Let's see. How about another suggestion is work with a realtor. I want to remind first-time home buyers that all real estate is local. So it's important to work with a realtor who is familiar with your desired community. A realtor can provide valuable counsel, discuss all your listings, show you homes in person, negotiate on your behalf, and help you stay focused on the emotional and financial issues that are very, very important to you.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Barbara. If I'm purchasing a home, it doesn't have to be my first home, but if I'm purchasing a home, how much does it cost me to use you as a realtor?
When you're purchasing, it does not cost you anything. And that is a misnomer by a lot of people who are looking for homes. They think they have to pay the realtor. You only pay a realtor is if you're selling your home. So buying doesn't cost you a cent.
Okay, so listen to that, listeners, that you, it does not cost you anything, even if you're looking to prepare to purchase. And at the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, we have a resource list of our members that you can use as a resource. And it's all the consultations are no obligation and no charge. So if you'd like a copy of that resource list, you can email at email to RebaShow@RebaConnect.org, and we'll be happy to send that to you as well.
How do you spell Reba?
H-R-E-B-A.
All right.
Yes, Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Thanks, Sal, for clearing that up.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because I forget sometimes.
They'll be calling Miss McIntyre. Hey, give me the recess list.
Yeah, Reba McIntyre. No. Okay, so... So when we talk about down payment, I want to ask you, Sal.
Yes.
Because it kind of varies, right? So go ahead and tell us about down payment on mortgages, and then Barbara, you can elaborate on it as well.
Okay.
Well, one, there's a misconception out there. If you Google down payment purchase home or something of that nature, you're going to get a template stating that you need 20% down to purchase a home. You do not need 20% down. There are different programs available where you can get in with as little as 3% down on a conventional loan, one of the home affordable loans, which is the Home Ready or the, which is Fannie Mae's or Freddie Mac's Home Possible. You have 3.5% down with FHA. And with some of these down payment assistance programs, you can come in with as little as $1,000 out of your own funds. And the down payment assistance, which sometimes can be layered within different organizations, will help you with the down payment and closing cost. So when you're, you know, so you're not limited in buying or not being able to buy, I should say, because you don't have that 20% down. Mm-hmm. You're not forced out of the buying opportunity. You are available. It is available. Just get with your lenders. Talk to them about the different programs that are available. Don't just take the first program they tell you. And if they ask you, well, this is the program you qualify. Well, why don't I qualify for the other programs?
Right. And get clarification.
Find out why. And you say, well, you know, I can wait another month and get what I need to get together and we'll go that other route. Mm-hmm. There are different ways. But okay. 20% down is a legitimate down payment where you don't have to pay what's called mortgage insurance, private mortgage insurance, on a conventional loan. On an FHA loan, you do pay the 3.5%. You do pay that mortgage insurance. You come in with 3.5% down payment. You do have to pay for that mortgage insurance premium, as it's called in FHA. Even if you come in with 20% or 25% down, you're still going to pay that mortgage insurance premium. So there, you know, talk to your lenders, find out exactly what's out there for you.
Okay. So yes. in addition to a down payment, we have what's called closing costs.
Yes.
So Barbara, tell us about that part.
That can run about 2-3% on top of your down payment, but you will need to speak with your lender. They will direct you on that, and then we can advise you as to how to proceed with that. So once they kind of, the lender tells you what you need, and they will also take into account your closing costs. If that is something you're comfortable with and that you can afford, then the process will begin. The fun part, looking at homes. We just had where the, according to the National Association of Realtors Aspiring Home Buyers Profile, first time home buyers, they thought, you know, 87% of those thought that they would have to bring that large down payment down. But as Sal just told you, you do not have to do that. You just need to get with a reputable lender and they will help you with that. And then we as realtors will then help you find the home of your dreams.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, so the misconception of a large down payment is not, I mean, don't, you have other options.
Yes.
You do have other options. Okay. So let's take another quick break. Again, I'm talking with our guest today is Barbara Landers, chairman of the board of the Arlington Board of Realtors. And her expertise today, co-hosting with me, is Sal Villalobos. Thank you, Sal, for your expertise today, too.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to join our conversation, please call us 214-431-5062. And we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
In the blue string.
I was sitting at home on my sofa watching my favorite show. PJs, popcorn, and ice cream with no makeup on. My girls dragged me out to a party. I didn't wanna go. I walked in and that's when I saw you. My heart hit the floor.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show. Homeownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. And my name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And co-hosting with me today is Sal Villalobos. Thanks,
hola.
Sal, for being here. And Barbara. Barbara Landers is the chairman of the Arlington Board of Realtors. And we're she's sharing her expertise with us today. And the Arlington Board of Realtors is a presenting sponsor this year for the City of Arlington, the 2019 City of Arlington Homeownership Fair. And that's happening August the 10th in Arlington. It's a Saturday from 9 a.m. until about 2, 2:45. And you need to register. I think registration starts, if I'm not mistaken, next week, either the 8th or the 9th, online. So go to arlingtontx.gov and register for the Homeownership Fair. In order for you to get a free lunch, because they're offering, they're giving free lunch, guys.
I'm always there.
So listen, listen carefully. You, in order to be sure that you get your lunch and your kiddos, because you can take your kiddos, they're going to have plenty of children's activities. You must register to ensure that you get a lunch. So, and the plus all the other information, we'll talk about more about that in a little bit. We're going to continue our conversation. If you want to join the conversation, don't hesitate. We have answers to your questions. The number here is 214-431-5062. And we're going to continue our conversation with Barbara. So let me ask you another question, Barbara. Mm-hmm. Purchasing a home for the first time, and listeners, you know, you may still be renting. You may need this information that we're sharing to you today, with you today.
Or they're living with family.
Or they're living with family, right?
You want to get out now.
Ready to go.
Absolutely ready to move out. So, you're, Barbara, let's say they're purchasing a home for the first time. It's a huge investment. So what can you offer our listeners as advice after closing on their first home?
Okay. After closing, you know, they are so excited and they're happy to get the keys and run through the house. And then it's like, now what? So I kind of counsel them or give them a checklist. First thing I tell them to do is change the locks. We've got to change the locks. You don't know who has a key to that house, the neighbor, the kids. The kids have lost them four or five times down the, you know, down the street walking home. Mm-hmm. So that's very important because you never know who has keys to that house. Okay. And then I want them to get their services set up so that they, you know who the providers are, get that all done. That will, you know, help them sleep easy because they are not going to wake up and the power is off because the seller's disconnected that night. So, and yeah. Then know where the breakers are. You want to check your circuit breakers to make sure all of that stuff, you know, where all that is in case something does go wrong. Mm-hmm. You want to buy the right tools, things that you may need to fix a leak or just little things that you probably didn't need when you were in an apartment. But, you know, or somebody else's mommy and daddy took care of it. Mm-hmm. And you also need a tape measure so you can measure your windows and things like that. So I try to let them know those little things that they may not be thinking about. Mm-hmm. And also steam clean your carpets. It's just something you want to, you know, just peace of mind so that you know it's clean and ready to go. So those are some of the things I talk about when they get into the home for the first time.
Can I add one thing, too?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cleaning those air ducts. Oh, you don't know when's the last time they've cleaned those air ducts. Or if it's a new build, sometimes I had that, and I found, because I had them cleaning, they found cigarette buds. They found
beer cans. I remember that.
Yeah, they found stuff in there that I didn't know.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, I just tell everybody the same.
Okay, so that reminds me of another something that's, of course, not after they close, but before, while they're when they first go under contract. Do you guys think that it's a good idea for our listeners that are purchasing under contract to have a home inspection?
Yes.
Very important.
Very much so. I even go to the point to explain why, you know, because there are some who, like, they just don't want to spend that money. Mm-hmm. But that's the best money you've ever spent. Mm-hmm. So you do need to get a home inspection. You don't know what's in the walls. You don't know where the leaks or what they cause, mold or anything. You mm-hmm. need to get that stuff checked out.
Yes, absolutely. It's a good investment in your peace of mind. I just had a recent closing last week, and when we were in option period, we had a home inspection, and the inspector found, with this cute little gauge, he rolled it on the kitchen floor, which was wood floors, like nailed in wood floor, real good quality floors.
Right.
and he found moisture. His gauge was finding moisture, right? Mm-hmm. So he showed where over here it's dry and over here I see moisture. So we had the cellar investigate. Turns out the dishwasher had been leaking for over a year into the back. And of course, this was in the kitchen. The wood floors were in the kitchen. They don't recommend you'd put wood floors in the kitchen, but they look so pretty. And if you and if you maintain them right, it's not a bad thing. They're beautiful. Most new homes have wood in the, anyway. So turns out they had to replace the entire island and the floors all around the island. And that cost the seller $10,000.
Wow.
And he did it. He did it because he wanted to sell his house.
Right.
But if we wouldn't have had the inspection or the good inspector to find it, it would have cost the new owners $10,000 to get that fixed if they wanted to get it fixed right.
Exactly. Well, that's a scary story. I tell my clients that I'm going to use that one. If they decide they don't want to have an inspection, I'll tell them your story.
Yes, because you couldn't see it. Of course. Everything looks so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the inspector said, oops, there's a little hump here. He pulled out his gauge, and there was a little tiny hump on the actual wood.
Wow.
And that discovered all the issues behind it.
Okay. So you mean you shouldn't use your cousin who is a handyman to inspect your home?
You can, but he has to be licensed.
Yep. All right. Why licensed? What's the importance of being licensed as a home inspector?
I'm assuming because they're regulated by the state.
Right.
Just like realtors are licensed, just like lenders are licensed, because most of our profession, professionals in our profession are licensed. And that's another important thing to bring out, that you listeners that are listening, any recommendation we give you, any list of resources we give you, are licensed professionals that are regulated by the state. And you have every opportunity, and you deserve to make a complaint if there is an issue with that licensed professional, right?
Right.
That's right.
All right. So I told my story.
Good information.
Very good information. Learn from that. And I'm so happy I was representing the buyer and...
And you found it.
Because
you would have been the first person they called once they found the leak.
Exactly. So Barbara, tell me now, some experts say that home ownership is not for everyone. So why not just rent? What is your view on that?
Well, first of all, I will say everybody is not meant to own a home. I mean, home ownership is among the best investment an individual can make to building your own personal wealth. You're not just paying rent for someone else, you're building your own personal wealth. Home is where people make memories and feel comfortable and secure. I just want anyone to be able and willing to assume the responsibility of owning a home if they choose to do so. There are those who don't, we can understand that, but if you choose to be a homeowner, you should have that right to be able to do just that.
Okay. So if, don't be pressured, in other words, listeners, if you're listening and you're being pressured by family or someone to purchase a home, it may not be for you. You may not want to mow the yard, right? You may not want, I mean, maybe it's easier for you to just call maintenance,
right,
and have them fix the issues. So don't be pressured into feeling like you have to own a home. But on the other side of that, it is a good investment.
Yes.
It's a generational wealth building property tool that if you can and if you want to, it's definitely a great way to build wealth. Correct?
Very rewarding.
Very rewarding.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you a personal question, Barbara. What does home ownership mean to you personally?
Me personally, it means the American dream. I come from a large family. We had to rent when we were growing up. Our dad died when I was very young, so my mom had to raise 10 kids. So we all grew up with that knowledge of, I want space. Mm-hmm. And there was no reason, if we worked hard, that we could have that space. So I grew up thinking, I want the American dream, have my two kids, a husband, home, cars, whatever I want. There should not be any barriers that I should not be able to break through to get that. So that was what I wanted, and I taught my children the same thing. Mm-hmm. I have two children. They already own their homes. I mean, not to say that renting is bad. It's just that in my household, we buy, because that is where you go, and you know that when you sell, you have money coming back to you, and then you can use it to build wealth or buy something else. Just keep moving down the line that way. So mm-hmm. me personally, real estate, the home buying, that is what we do in my household, other than serve the Lord.
Amen.
So when did they start giving loans to teenagers?
I wish they were. No, I don't. I'm glad we're past that. But no.
Barbara,
I have grandbabies, so I'm good.
Yeah. Love the grandbabies.
Yes.
So, and look where you are now, Barbara.
I know.
In
it's
leadership.
Scary, isn't it? How did that happen?
I don't know. It happens because out of that experience, you grew from that experience, yes. And you know, you knew you wanted different.
Exactly.
Similar story, not the 10 kids, but similar story in my house. My parents didn't own either. So it's it just gives you that drive, it right?
Mm-hmm.
To do better and do more. And every American, you listeners out there, you know what that feels like. You have that drive, that desire, because you had an experience that made you think the way you think. And so we are here to give you the knowledge, share with you expert advice on how to do it. And it's up to you whether you want to do it or not, but we offer that information here. So let me talk a little bit about Texas Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Now, I understand that they're also, they have a program that provides education on workforce housing. Barbara, can you tell me a little more about that program?
Yes, let me read this so I don't get this confused in case somebody needs to know the actual wording. It's called a Texas Realtor Program. It's called TARHOF, TARHOF. The Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. It's a 501(c) charitable organization that seeks to provide financial support to groups, organizations, or individuals which promote and encourage workforce housing and help homeownership in Texas. It also helps to educate realtors, individuals, and family about workforce housing opportunities in Texas, and it provides assistance in obtaining home ownership or support research of home opportunities for all Texans. Sorry,
absolutely.
I had to read that.
Yeah, it's a great organization. It's a nonprofit organization just like us, and I'm so happy and privileged to say that the Texas Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation helps support this programming. Yay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yay. They're a great foundation, and they are doing great things in Texas. So we really, really appreciate their support. So let me tell you a little bit about, by the way, thank you for being here, Barbara.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Thank you so much. And again, we're going to continue to tell you about the 2019 Homeownership Fair in Arlington, August 10th. We're going to tune in next week, if you want to, next Tuesday at 2, and we're going to talk about it some more with some other presenting sponsors also. So let me tell you a little bit about the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Again, my name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm the president and CEO of the organization, Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Show Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel, where you can subscribe to see future videos as well. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show. This episode is also available as a podcast on the Reba Show page at Fishbowl Radio Network or FBRN.us. And you can also find it on any podcast app. You can learn about topics that we have planned for upcoming shows on our website, RebaConnect.org. clicking on the Reba Show. If you'd like to make a donation, we don't say no to donations. We need to continue this programming, and we need funding for that. So if you'd like to donate, please visit our webpage, rebaconnect.org, and click on the donate button on the homepage. If you have specific questions, don't forget that you can email us, rebashow@rebaconnect.org. And how do you spell Reba?
H-R-E-B-A. Show, S-H-O-W.
That's right. So we've had a great time today. Any closing remarks, anything that comes to mind that we didn't cover? Because real estate is a broad, broad topic. And there's a lot of questions. If we didn't answer your question, tune in.
Just want to say home ownership education. Mm-hmm. There are different organizations, nonprofits that are out there that, and there's a list on HUD.gov. You can get in your area the different types of homeowner education classes that can help you. So you'll be surprised how many are in your areas. That's it.
Yeah, housing counseling organizations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of them, for example, is Housing Channel.
Right.
Housing Channel is a nonprofit, and their website is housingchannel.org. Great. They have a list of all their classes. If you're needing down payment assistance for your purchase or want to learn more about it, don't hesitate to go onto their webpage, and also on our rebaconnect.org, we have a link to their webpage as well. And so we have a wealth of information here. Stay tuned every week, every Tuesday at 2 in the Blue Stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. So
jump in.
Jump in. Jump into the conversation and ask your questions. So again, my name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Salvia Lobos.
She got my name right again.
Yes, has been co-hosting. Barbara Landers has been our special guest today. Thank you, Barbara, for all your expertise and advice. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Arlington Board of Realtors. And that's it for us today. Thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to listen. You can listen or replay as well. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a